Welcome to Barbecue Radio Network, America's premier barbecue radio show. Join your host, two-time world champion, Andy Groneman and friends, as they sink their teeth into the finest grilling, smoking, and barbecue from coast to coast with the industry's leading pitmasters. Stay tuned for great tips, techniques, and products that will enhance your backyard experience by being a part of the Barbecue Radio Network.
Thank you for tuning in and welcome to Barbecue Radio Network, where we bring you all the tips and tricks from the leaders in the barbecue world. I'm your host, Andy G, along with our executive producer, T-Bone, and my co-host, world champion and owner of Plowboys Barbecue, Todd Johns.
Andy G.
What's up?
The merchant of meat.
The merchant of meat.
The sirloin slinger.
Oh, good Lord. Wow. Wow. Well, he's coming in hot today,
folks. Have all these great intros for everyone all the time, so I've been trying to, like, figure out some good ones for you, man.
Oh, there we go. Well, we've got a returning guest today, and he is a world champion multiple times over. He's got, like, 75 grand in reserves. He took hot and fast barbecue to the masses with his patented Gateway drum smoker. He's the owner of Blues Hog Barbecue, and of course, they've got their extensive product line, all of the products, sauces, rubs, charcoals.
Ever growing.
He even owns Marble Ridge Farms now as well, which is a Wagyu cattle and Mangalista pig farm. So he's putting out some of the highest quality meat in the country to boot. Tim Shear's joining us today.
Yeah, I dated a girl in college named Mangalista.
Was she well marbled?
I don't know.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that those hogs have a beautiful dark red meat because it's nice and low in pH. We can talk about all that later. We'll get Tim to wax about how good the meat is when he's on. But you can check his stuff out at blueshog.com, or if you want to follow him on any of the social media outlets, it's at Blues Hog Nation. And if you hit their YouTube channel, you'll get all kinds of great recipe videos. And we've actually got some bonus guest time today as well. Here in a minute, Darren Schmidt from Holstein Manufacturing is going to stop in, and we're going to talk with him about one of the most versatile cookers they've got, the 6040 Towable. And you can get that in gas or charcoal. And then we'll roll into segment four, and then we get to have a lot of fun because we're going to talk cast iron.
Right. We're going to talk a little cast iron and using that on the grill and using it on the big green egg or whatever you got.
Well, and I want you to take a pan and buff it down and make it do that shiny mirror surface thing like a butter pat pan.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how do you maintain a cast iron, and you know, well, we'll talk about kind of the difference between your grandmother's cast iron and kind of how that kept a nice patina versus, you know, if you're not cooking on it every day like grandma did.
Well, and it's the manufacturing processes have changed.
Right.
So you've got a little bit different cast iron than you had back in the day, but it's all still good. It's all still excellent product. It's not as hard to maintain as some people might make it out to be.
Exactly. But even if you have grandma's old pan, it's a little different maintaining it now because grandma cooked on it every day.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
And so anyway, we'll talk about cast iron and some fun things to do with it and how, you know, just how to take care of it.
Well, of course. So that'll be good. But, you know, when we get Darren on here in a minute, I want you to pick his brain on, of course, I'm going to try and rook him for a corn roaster while he's on the show.
Yeah, I want the tabletop model.
Do they don't make a tabletop.
No, but I want one.
Yeah,
I want one.
Cool. Well,
like,
you hit him
like
with
an
that.
Air fryer.
You hit him with that from the left, and I'm coming in for the Model 150 from the right.
All right.
And maybe we'll get one out of them. And I know we've been talking about some way that we're going to get to use that thing. We've got to find a summer event that is right in the middle of corn season.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun to bring that out to a festival or do some kind of event with it.
Well, we know spring grilling season is here, and we have Darren Schmidt from Holstein Manufacturing on with us today. And usually we do an Ask Andy segment right here, but since this is going to be the Tell Andy segment today, instead of a t-shirt, I think I should get a Model 150 corn roaster. What do you think, Todd? Is that a deal?
Yes, I think so.
Darren, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you know, so, and we were just talking off air, spring grilling season's here. You guys are producing everything you can make. But we wanted to talk a little bit about the towables, because this is when those are getting broken out. Talk to us a little bit about your new 6040 model, and you can get that in gas or charcoal, right?
Correct. I've been updating my website, it seems, for about 10 months now, and hopefully I'll be done within the month. But I've been selling that model 6040 and our 4830 removable tongue grills, charcoal. I've sold two charcoals without even advertising already, because what we're offering is a towable grill with a removable tongue that fits on a pallet, and I can ship it on any LTL truck line in North America. Where the model that we're copying, our 7240, which we've had for 45 years, is a foot longer grilling area, and the frame is like 11 foot long. And more trucking companies, I'm down to about two trucking companies that will handle it now. So we're doing it to help service our customers. Last August, we had started making them. I sent some to Cisco Foods and California, Long Beach High School. We had a high school in Washington, D.C. They were just boom, boom ordering them, and I told them the benefits, and it's like, $700 less and about $1,000 to $1,200 cheaper than the model. It's only a foot longer.
Well, and they're so versatile, because you've got the ability to do, lamb or hog rotisseries, chicken and rib rotisseries, griddles. Like, you've got all kinds of options for these things. So you can essentially use them for, they're a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's a Swiss Army knife of grills.
So they're just super versatile. So tell us a little bit more about kind of the options that are there and what folks can do with them.
Well, the biggest thing is we got all kinds of versatility with they all have the ability for hog rotisseries and chicken rotisseries and warming shelves. But the beautiful thing is that you got the ability to grill a lot of food, and whether they're black steel or stainless steel, which are NSF approved. And to my knowledge, we only have the only towable grill that is UL approved in the country. So we can put aluminum tires on it and put awesome coolers on it to carry your food or whatever you want to drink while you're grilling. So then that's been our lifeblood of the company.
So let's talk about the corn roasters a little bit. That's like our favorite here. And I'm really hoping that someday you'll come up with a countertop model that I can just have in the kitchen. Do you think that's possible?
We're getting closer to the 150, like you said.
So all right.
If you only have 250 people to serve in an hour, we're better. So, but if we go to those rib cook-offs or those the barbecue contests, so that won't be enough, in my opinion. So
yeah. So you're cooking those on the ear, obviously. Are you cooking them in the husk, or are you cooking them out of the husk?
In the husk, and I like to dip it just in and out in a bucket of water, and then put it on.
Yeah.
So and I let them fall into a cooler. In my opinion, they work best putting them in a cooler and serving out of there. They're just so hot to handle out of the cooker, and we can't get any volume cooked ahead otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got the 150 will serve how many ears an hour? Because it's pretty high volume even for the smaller unit.
Well, it'll hold 150 at one time, so, and that takes 28 minutes to go around. So it'll do right at 300 an hour. And our 306, that was kind of how we, gave that its name, is it had 306 in one time. So it'll do about 600 an hour.
That's a lot of corn.
And you can do potatoes in that thing too, right?
Right. And that'll do about that same number, 650 in an hour. Takes two rotations on potatoes. They'll be hard as a rock first time around, and they're soft as butter the next time around.
Oh, nice. That's just awesome. Well, next segment, we are going to be talking with world champion and owner of Blues Hog Barbecue Products and Gateway Drum Smokers, Tim Shear. And we want to thank you for being on, Darren, because we've gotten a chance to talk about the 6040. It's towable season. Let's get out and get into some festivals and check out the products there. You can go again to HolsteinMFG.com. You can see all the NSF certified cookers there. You can check out my favorite corn roasters. And coming up next, we're going to be talking with Tim Shear right here on Barbecue Radio Network.
We build a grill. you have a better recipe for when you grill. Better ingredients, better cuts of meat, and because you're using a grill from Holstein Manufacturing, well, a better grill. You take grilling seriously, and at Holstein Manufacturing, we make a serious grill. Find your new grill now at HolsteinMFG.com.
We build a grill, Holstein Manufacturing.
Holstein Manufacturing, we build the grill.
Welcome back to the award-winning Barbecue Radio Network. I'm Andy G, along with executive producer T-Bone and my co-host, Plowboys owner Todd Johns. And we've got a returning guest this week. And as I said last segment, he is a world champion multiple times over. And of course, he brought hot and fast barbecue to the masses with his patented Gateway Drum Smoker. He's got one of the most well-rounded barbecue brands in existence with the Blues Hog products. And, you know, we're going to talk about his pork and beef as well later. But Tim Shear is joining us today. You can check out his products at Blues Hog and head on over to GatewayDrumSmokers.com where you can join the Insane Can Posse and stay up to date on everything. How's it going, Tim?
It's going great. That's one of the best intros I've ever heard.
And you forgot to add in the tallest man in barbecue.
Well, he is.
Yeah. Minor at this point. Wow.
Well, and Andy's the shortest man in barbecue.
That's right.
So we got both ends covered here.
We bookended okay. For sure. So what's been going on? Last time I saw you, you were flying in sideways on a plane, I think, into Kansas City for the Proud Souls grand opening.
No, we had a great time up there at Proud Souls. That was a cool anniversary party for them, and we were happy to get up there and cook a hog and out in front of everybody. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's always fun seeing a hog on the Mega Drum. I mean, it just draws people in like moths to a flame. They see that thing sitting there, and as soon as you hit the button to open the top, it's like just massive bodies.
What is the circumference of the Mega Drum? That thing is.
I believe it's five foot diameter. Yeah. I guess it would be. It's about, I think we calculated it's a little over 500 gallons. So
wow.
We took the 55 gallon drum and blew it up.
For sure.
So hot and fast cooking. I mean, you're still cooking that hog at 300 degrees in the big Mega Drum. Talk a little bit about how you got rolling and how hot and fast cooking is possible. 'Cause everybody thinks low and slow for barbecue. And you really helped change that, especially in the competition world.
Yeah, we did. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, it was kind of an accident, but it kind of worked. So we kept trying it, you know, and building on it. But, you know, the way hot and fast works, especially in the drum smoker, I think it's unique than, you know, as to any other pit where you've got your moisture from the meat hitting the coals and vaporizing. So you've got a highly humid environment for that meat to cook in. You've got all your air control with the air in and air out only. So you don't have a lot of leaks. So it's almost pressurized. And then the convection that you get from the drum with everything being round and the air is moving rather quickly through there. I think there's a lot of things that work together along with the smoke to help flavorize and tenderize the meat that much quicker. And, the key, again, to what we do is a lot of times having the fattier content in the meat, which a lot of the barbecue cuts obviously have that. So, we get that fat kind of sizzling and bubbling and going on. And that provides a really, really unique flavor that, you know, it's really hard to beat. It's kind of like frying bacon, you know, it just caramelizes and sets in that extra flavor. And, it's hard to say that there's one thing that makes it work. I think it's four or five things together that make it happen. And, it just works, right? I mean, everything is just basically intensified, if you will. So, you know, everything you used to do in 12 hours, we can pretty much do it in about 4 hours now. So it's, you know, it gives you plenty of time to relax and enjoy the afternoon and have a few beers or whatever, but it also doesn't get you in the doghouse for eating at midnight. So, it's one of those things where, you know, it's always, you know, barbecue in general, you know, every time we cook, I think it's a learning opportunity. And, you know, we figure something else out, or we make a mistake that we try not to make again. But, you know, it's just like anything. Once you get it dialed in, it, it can be, you know, really rewarding.
We talk about airflow on the show a lot and how important it is. And each designed pit is different, but the cool thing about one of the cool things, again, like you said, it's 10 or 12 different things that make hot and fast work. But the way that air comes down through those tubes and then comes like vertically up across and up that fire coal bed, you just get that constant, really nice bed of coals that doesn't spike and move around like it can in an offset or a different type of device.
Well, and the beautiful thing about those drum cookers is the simplicity of the design of it. So you can really dial in that airflow so easily, and you can focus on the cook.
That's right. I mean, one of the things, and sometimes this is overlooked, like one of the biggest keys is how many coals you get lit, or how big of a fire you get lit from the start. So, you know, if you get too much, too many coals lit, basically, or too big of a fire going before you put the lid on, you can be fighting it and trying to chase your temps a little bit. So, you know, we always say just get a small, you know, about a softball sized group of coals lit. And once you do that and put the lid on and you set your air intakes, that's all the coals, that's all the bigger that fire is going to get, because you're, you know, the air and the draw and everything else is, you know, so good on those things with the pipes and everything.
And
it'll just stay there, and you'll burn a very small but a hot, clean fire.
Yep.
And that's pretty much the key to keeping it even.
And the other thing that I like, and you've brought this out with some of your Blues Hog charcoal, is when I was in Australia, I was using some of that extruded charcoal product, and I had not seen that here. And you guys brought that out, and that stuff burns so clean and
hog
even.
The hog logs.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool because it just makes total sense if you think about it, right? I mean, I think they've been doing it in Europe for quite some time, and we finally caught on. But, you know, with the hog logs, what we call them, you know, it's basically a tube, if you will, like a charcoal tube. So you, instead of just having airflow around it, you've actually got air flowing through the piece of charcoal itself. So instead of your coals burning gray or whatever, like glowing gray when you're cooking over charcoal, these things are actually going to glow red because they're just constantly moving air through the middle of them. So, I mean, it's another simple design that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it works really, really well for maintaining heat for, you know, a longer period of time as well.
Yeah. And from an ease of use perspective, it just makes perfect sense. And you take all of those pieces and pair them together, and what could be a complex cook becomes easy.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And that's, you know, that's the beauty of why I like it, I guess. You know, I mean, there's so many things to worry about when you're cooking, and your seasoning, your meat, your injection, whatever it may be, and not to mention your friends or distractions or whatever you want to call them during, throughout the cook.
What distractions? How does that happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big part of. Don't be offended. I'm one of my own biggest distractions, I think. So,
no joke. That's I'm sure you've seen my wife yell squirrel at me a few times. So we know that's the way that works.
Well, of course, it does, but. You know, we got to keep things that can be simple. We got to keep those simple.
Yeah, we got to keep them as simple as possible for all of the rest of the train wrecks we're going to have. So, of course, we're talking with Tim Scheer, and you can check out his website, gatewaydrumsmokers.com. You can follow him on social media at Gateway Drum Smokers. And, of course, go join the Insane Can Posse on the website. And when we come back, we're going to pick Tim's brain on his Marble Ridge Farms products. He has got some amazing Wagyu beef and hogs that really help bring your cooking to the next level, too. We're going to be right back with him here on Barbecue Radio Network.
Barbecue Radio Network is heard on radio stations from Hawaii to Florida. If you have a business centered around barbecue or the backyard lifestyle, please consider advertising with us. Contact us through our Facebook page or website at bbqradionetwork.com.
Welcome back to Barbecue Radio Network with my co-host, Pitmaster Todd Johns, our executive producer, T-Bone, and I'm Andy G, and we're back talking with Tim Shear, world champion pitmaster, and I highly suggest you go to YouTube, subscribe to the Blues Hog Nation YouTube channel, and check out all of the great how-to and recipe videos out there. Welcome back, Tim.
Hey, thanks, man. Good to be back.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what you've got going with Marble Ridge Farms. So, yeah, I know you have a little bit of a farming background, but you've really taken the protein production to the next level. So tell us a little bit about your hog and beef programs.
Yeah, I do have a little bit of a farming background, more than I care to have sometimes. But no, growing up, we had a decent sized farm. My dad still does it. He's 73 and works like he's 25 still, it seems like, but he's got about 4,000 sows on his farm. And, we've always had corn and beans and a couple hundred head of cattle. But I guess about 2.5 years ago, I had an opportunity to buy a piece of property that connected up to, my family's farm. And I was one to buy that. I was glad it came available and everything. And, didn't have any major plans by any means, but, so bought a couple, full blood Wagyu, mama cows and put them out there. And I think we had 15 to be exact, which was really fun for a little over a year. Was nothing more than a hobby and something to go out there and piddle around with, I guess. Yep. But,
it's the way it always starts, right?
Yeah. Like I have a history of, I guess, with my hobbies here with barbecue.
Yeah. Like you don't have anything to do.
Right. We've turned it into a more, a full-time job basically. So, we've got about 150, full blood Wagyu mama cows out at our farms right now. And, we've been running a pretty extensive embryo transfer program, basically using Angus cattle as surrogate mothers and putting embryos in those, and then we come out with a full blood Wagyu calf. So it's pretty.
Yeah. So for those
little,
of you
more
that are
involved than I had planned on getting.
Yeah. Like, so for those of you that are listening that don't have a good background on that, so Angus mamas they're great moms to calves. So you can actually take a Wagyu embryo. And you can take Wagyu sire semen and implant that into an Angus mama, and you get a full blood Wagyu calf out of it that is going to have an even better experience on the farm with that Angus mama. So, really cool stuff to do, and you still get this amazing full blood Wagyu product, which becomes some of the best eating beef that you'll ever get.
Yeah, which ties into the All Things Barbecue product spotlight a little bit later, their turkey baster. Yeah, it all ties into that.
Yeah. But you guys don't need a turkey baster with this beef, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's got enough moisture and flavor on its own. But no, I mean, it's like you're saying, I mean, it's incredible. Like, I've learned so much about this. And, like I said, I grew up on the farm with the hogs and some cattle and a lot of time in the hay field and everywhere else, never really had much of a desire to do it on my own. And until a couple of years ago, for some reason, I guess you get old and things change or whatever, but, I just was excited to kind of get back to it and do some things that I had actually been wanting to do for a while. And it really just is an extension of our barbecue journey, like trying to get the best of everything. Right. I mean, we spend so much time, on the best sauce or the best spice and everything else. I mean, it's pretty cool right now that we have an opportunity to create the best meat, basically, from genetics to feed to how it's processed. I mean, the whole entire process right now is kind of under our control, and that's a really unique place to be, I think. And if it wasn't for my farming background and opportunities here that I had from the family farm, I'm sure it would never happen. But, I just saw it as something, one more thing that we could do to help create some of the best barbecue in the world, honestly, and make it available to everybody and let them experience, some of the things that we've got to do. So,
yeah.
With the Wagyu beef and then, our pork breed that we use is We use a Mangalitsa and Duroc sire pork, which basically the Mangalitsa is kind of like the Wagyu of pork. It's got that really low melting point fat, really soft, tender, buttery fat, high in monosaturated fat and everything. So it's actually better for you. So we use that sire on our Chester White females. So basically the Chester White is going to give you really good maternal and still marble and like a Duroc would. So I don't know, like if you're familiar with Silky pork there for a while was really yeah. popular. Bob Ivey out of North Carolina had these Chester Whites, and he basically branded and trademarked Silky pork and sent most of it to Japan. And I had an opportunity to buy his last, 27, gilts that he had out there and stuff. So,
nice.
So we got some of those out here and with the Mangalitsa Duroc sire, we just got our first, harvest off of these, about 2 weeks ago. And the pork chops are bright red, just marbled and just look absolutely beautiful and they're so tender and juicy. It's crazy. You know what I mean? The pork industry tried to kill itself, I guess, years ago when they said it was the other white meat, but this is the most opposite thing to that you could get. You know, it's closer to the color of a steak than it is white meat.
Well, so and you mentioned crazy. A couple of important things, and that is both Wagyu and the Mangalistas have unsaturated fats in them. So right. when you yeah, normally, so, if you're talking unsaturated fats, you're talking about salmon or chicken or
so, that's right.
So you're
that's right. So the Wagyu breed itself has a genetic trait where it turns saturated fats into unsaturated fats. So you know, it's got more omegas and everything than salmon would, honestly. Like it's healthier than that for you. So
yeah, Wagyu is so interesting because they were draft animals. They weren't really even raised to eat. They were raised to pull plows originally, right? So that delta 9 desaturase, which that's your enzyme that is doing that. So you desaturase, it desaturates those fats and creates this amazing product. And a full blood Wagyu just has an extra level of that rich, savory flavor and that beautiful fat content and flaked fat throughout the muscle. It really does create a totally different eating experience.
Yeah, it does. And if it's something you've never had before, it's definitely worth trying. I definitely don't sit down there and plan on eating a 16 ounce ribeye or whatever. I mean, you're going to be overwhelmed by the richness and everything else. But these things are just a delicacy. I mean, it's crazy. You know, once you try it for the first time, it'll pretty much blow your mind, and it's hard to go back to grocery store beef after that. But there's several things, like, you know, with the full blood, it's like I said, it just gives you that extra tenderness and flavor and moisture, and like I said, the omegas. There's a lot of companies that are doing the Angus or any other, the Holstein or Jersey cross with a Wagyu, and still it's great beef and everything, but there's something about the full blood with the consistency and the flavor profile that you can get. That's kind of where we settled on trying to be.
Yeah. And the fact that you're producing full bloods at that level, you know, it takes so much longer to produce that animal. So it really is an investment of time and love to get there, because you think about an Angus that's 12 to 18 months, you're going what, 30, 36 months, right?
Yeah, we are. And Andy, we just got done talking about hot and fast. So if you can imagine, this doesn't go well with my personality whatsoever.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
and I literally go out there every single day and look at them and analyze them and, you know, make sure they're eating and everything else. And I'm like, okay, another year and a half of this.
Yeah. You know, so well, thank you so
pretty,
much,
it's
Tim.
It's pretty, detrimental or well, excruciating, I guess you would say.
That's right. Well, don't forget to head on over to Instagram or Facebook and follow Blues Hog Nation and see what cool things Tim's up to. Coming up, we're going to be talking with Todd about cast iron cooking right here on Barbecue Radio Network.
Check out Barbecue Radio Network on Facebook. Give us a like.
Firing up your grill or smoker is always in season here on Barbecue Radio Network. When it comes to the best beef for your grill, Booth Creek Wagyu will help you elevate your beef. Experience the flavor and tenderness only Wagyu beef can provide. Our farm-to-fork commitment ensures you get the highest quality beef right to your door. Whether it's briskets, burgers, ribs, or steaks, go to boothcreekwagyu.com and use promo code RADIO at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. Booth Creek Wagyu. Elevate your beef.
Welcome back to Todd and Andy here on Barbecue Radio Network. This segment is brought to you by Holstein Manufacturing. Check them out at HolsteinMFG.com. They have NSF certified cookers and grills, and of course, my favorite, the corn roaster. And I think that Model 150 is coming. I've just have a good feeling about it.
This show should have had a drinking game. Like every time we said corn roaster, you had to take a shot or something.
Yeah, kind of like when we say thermometer or something.
That's right.
And don't forget, as we were talking about, don't forget their mobile event and catering rigs. Amazing products. They are a Swiss Army knife. So check them out at HolsteinMFG.com. Man, that's so fun talking to Tim. And I love that he is into the farming again and doing all of the crosses and the cool things with the animals and doing that embryo and recip work. Like, that's cutting edge stuff. And yep. It is so cool that he's kind of gone down that rabbit hole, because he's done that with just about everything he touches in barbecue, right? Whether it's the cookers or the products or.
Yep.
So it is exciting to see what he's doing there.
Yeah. The pork chop sounds amazing. I want to see that. I want to taste that. That's pretty
incredible. We might have to make a trip to Washington.
We might. It's not that far. We can do it.
Yeah. It's an easy trip.
Yeah. On the way to St. Louis.
That's right. Well, it's, of course, time for our All Things Barbecue product spotlight, and their website is atbbq.com. All Things Barbecue has all the tools and accessories you need to take your barbecue to the next level, so get fired up and get the supplies to do it all Things Barbecue. Todd,
yeah, so since we're going to be talking cast iron, like, I'm thinking tortillas, and I'm thinking tacos, and so we're going to feature the Tortilla Dora tortilla press, heavy duty cast aluminum, and you can make your own tortillas. Just take a little masa and press them out. And Chef Tom has a great video on how to make tortillas on the grill. So you can get one of these, check out Chef Tom's video, and
throw a little tallow in the pan or some lard and get those things nice and
absolutely
bubbly.
So you can have your own tortilla press, make your own tortillas for $24.95. Tortilladora tortilla press from All Things Barbecue.
And it is actually a great tortilla press. I've used that thing a ton of times.
It's heavy. Yeah, it's heavy.
So cast iron cooking.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite things to do, whether it's big enamel Dutch ovens or griddles or you name it.
Yeah, I was a scout leader for a dozen years, and we did a lot of camping and a lot of cast iron, a lot of Dutch ovens, like everything was. And the kids had to learn how to clean that stuff and take care of it so it wasn't all rusty the next time we were using it once a month. And so we weren't using it every day. Like, grandma would, cook bacon every day in the cast iron pan.
Oh, yeah, that skillet just stayed. It just stayed on the stove with the bacon grease in it.
So, so we did a lot of cast iron. Now everyone's got, the cast iron tops for their grills, or they're using a Blackstone, or, now there's a lot of cast iron out there, and everyone's, trying to figure out how to keep it seasoned and whatnot. And so thought we'd talk about that a little bit, but, some things you can do, like, I know you do a great steak just on the cast iron, just like in a number 10 pan.
Yeah. Flat sear, hot, hard sear.
Yep.
And cast iron, people think, gosh, cast iron cooks so evenly. It actually doesn't. Cast iron does not cook evenly at all. But what it does do is push heat off amazingly. So right over wherever your burner is, you're going to be shoving tons of heat away from that surface, and it will give you that beautiful sear on your meat.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, so like aluminum and stainless, aluminum is really the best conductor.
Yeah, they're going to conduct that heat and not and not absorb it.
Correct.
Or they will absorb it. Yeah, and conduct it. So one of the things that I am notoriously bad about is I love cast iron grates for like my big green eggs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got one that just has the full cast iron grate. The other one's got like the little poncha. Yeah. Or the two pieces, like the half poncha and the grate. And with any of the ceramic cookers, they retain moisture. And when you close them all up and let that, when you're done cooking, yeah. you close them all up and you come back. And, you know, if you just left it and walked away, you come back and there could be a little mold in there that you got to burn off next time, you know, just because there's a lot of moisture that builds up.
Yeah, absolutely. And that just creates rust
on
your
grate. And my cast iron takes a beating because, so that's one of the things this year I'm going to do a better job of this summer is conditioning my grates, not just my pans and my Dutch ovens, but the grates on my big green egg and make sure that those are always in great condition. So, you know, when we talk about seasoning, we're talking about creating a bond between an oil and that cast iron. And cast iron,
kind of like the bond between you and me.
That's right, exactly.
Polymerized.
Yes, very polymerized. So cast iron is so imperfect, right? The surface of it has so porous, and so that oil gets kind of down in there and it polymerizes and creates that bond. And so the things you want to look for is something that is polysaturated. You don't want a saturated fat, and right, like an animal fat.
And my favorite's like flaxseed oil.
Yeah. Yeah, you want something with a high smoke point too.
Correct.
So, you know, oils that are low, olive oil, things like that that have a low smoke point, they're just going to create a black, charred seasoning. Something
that will
like
flake off eventually.
Yeah,
it won't create that polymer bond.
Yeah, correct. It'll start to flake. And flaxseed is one that is getting pretty popular. It's very expensive. But it's got such a low smoke point, like 225. So it'll polymerize quickly, but it's got such a low smoke point, it'll actually start to flake and not really be a good, consistent bond. And then animal fats you want to stay away from because they'll go rancid. And so this is where, well, that's all Grandma did was cook bacon, and she never reseasoned that pan because it was always cooking bacon. But Grandma cooked on that thing every day. And it didn't get a chance to go rancid. If you're only pulling that cast iron number 10 or number 12 out, you know, once a month or once a week, or, you know, Sundays cooking bacon or pancakes or something, it's not going to, you know, it's not going to work like that. You really want to stay with those safflower, sunflower, grapeseed, those kind of oils.
Yeah. And so the other thing, so since we're talking about forming that nice bond, you also can actually wash your cast iron. I know there's all of these, there's holy grail debates out there about, oh, don't put soap in your cast iron. Only use hot water. Only do this because of the oil and you'll break it down. Well, no, it's already broken down and it's become a very smooth, slick surface, and it is not an oil per se anymore. Yeah. So you can actually you're not going to break it down with soap. So go ahead and throw a dot of Dawn in there when you're cleaning the pan.
Yep.
And it'll be fine. So there's things like that that you go, oh, well, that just made it a little easier.
Yep.
Now I can.
On the last show, for the All Things Barbecue Product Spotlight, I featured the infrared thermometer.
Yes.
And this is where one of those would be really, really handy when you're cooking on cast iron, so you know what the surface is. If you're cooking one of your famous steaks where you're charring it right off on the hot cast iron, you know what that is when you're putting that, you know, what temperature it's at. But also when you're seasoning, you want your pan to be at that smoke point of the oil when you apply the oil to it. So it really welcomes it into the process. So having one of those infrared thermometers is really a handy tool for a lot of different reasons that doesn't get as much talk as it should.
Yeah, and especially if I'm using a cast iron griddle, I love having that anyway just to ensure that when I start cooking, my surface is nice and evenly hot and going to maintain the temperature I want, because that's going to help it with that non-stick type of function.
Right. Now, cooking on a cast iron, you can use whatever oil you want. There's a difference between cooking and seasoning. So if you want to throw some olive oil in it, that's fine. You're not seasoning, you're cooking. If you want to use coconut oil, fine. You're cooking, you're not seasoning. But then when it's all washed up and, you know, you want to apply that little thin coat to, you know, to put it away.
Yep, you're just going to grab one of those high heat polyunsaturated oils, give it a nice coat, and off we go. And of course, we want to thank Tim Shear for being on the show again. Check him out at blueshog.com, or you can follow his Instagram and Facebook at Blueshog Nation. Don't forget to head on over to Marble Ridge Farms and check out that full blood Wagyu beef and that amazing Mangalista pork. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. Next week, we are excited to bring you Blaine Hunter from Porky Butts Barbecue. For T-Bone Todd and myself, thanks for tuning in, and we'll keep the pits lit until next time here on Barbecue Radio Network.
Every Barbecue Radio Network show is archived and available through your favorite podcast platform each and every Thursday.
We build a grill, Holstein Manufacturing.
You have a better recipe for when you grill. Better ingredients, better cuts of meat, and because you're using a grill from Holstein Manufacturing, well, a better grill. You take grilling seriously, and at Holstein Manufacturing, we make a serious grill. Find your new grill now at HolsteinMFG.com.
We build a grill, Holstein Manufacturing.
Holstein Manufacturing, we build the grill.